Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Sprinkler, wet me for one, Mr. Sprinkler. I'm heating high five and the day's no split. With the yawn, I trip to the dome. Out comes the body, following the one idea, it's clear. Rattle to the roll, hold up, back up the track and grab your roller skates. And let's zip on by, zippity dude, I let's zip on by. Feed on the weed and we're feeling high. The sun is on thick and the cheese is rolling thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is twist, ready and willing. No hack or sack, let me in. Slip on the bottom, I'ma slip away and have a ball on a Saturday. Yeah, y'all, come on. You go back once more with the wallop in the score. Sponsored by the Rip Shore to make you rock hips. Revival of the roller boogie and a rink sure to make you think about time. You spoke fun instead of fight. What else? A diving from a piece of metal. Sure to take your life. Slip your butt to the fix of this mix. Toss the briefcase. Time to let loose cause you work like heck to get the weekend checked. Unfasten that sleeve around your neck. Connect like vibe, wheel to the foot. Come on everybody, come on everybody, come on everybody.
can say I'm putting on, put my heart in every song, I guess. Niggas trying to be the best, wouldn't go for nothing less. You can say I'm in the zone, I guess. To my very last breath, watching every last step. To the casket, close, I guess. What it is, just another product of the bottom, let them live. Hustle, yeah, we got it, let me show them how it is. I, you can say I'm putting on, put my heart in every song, I guess. Niggas trying to be the best, wouldn't go for nothing less. You can say I'm in the zone, I guess. To my very last breath, watching every last step. To the casket, close, I guess. What it is, just another product of the bottom, let them live. Hustle, yeah, we got it, let me show them how it is. I, yeah, I tell them bad days, goodbye, adios. The kid with the 90 pro and the snotty nose. All of my homies got high, cause of being low. Wasn't any Jordan 4 cops or designer clothes, never. Now we fast forward, things seem a little better. Had time to reflect, low time to reconnect. Wise man told me make time for the money, time for money, so I only make time for a check. So my niggas reach for the moon, silver lining, so I box to an ill tune. Used to sit inside the living room of the crib, no chandelier, high ceiling, no silver spoon, wasn't born with it. Now they book tickets, so we going for a visit, just to walk around stage over 45 minutes. Hear applaud for us, curtain call for us, calling our cause. Now they can't ignore us, used to write rhymes, no cause, while mobbing in the tours. Steady schooling niggas, but college wasn't for us, but I knew our dreams was always getting bigger. And like a movie screen, I always sing the bigger picture, even when you live around niggas that dark as night, and killers that lose their cool like defrost on ice, pulling out two on fools that turn me into mice. And let me get it right. You can say I'm putting on, put my heart in every song, I guess. Niggas trying to be the best, wouldn't go for nothing less. You can say I'm in the zone, I guess. To my very last breath, watching every last step. To the casket, close, I guess. What it is, just another product of the bottom, let them live. Hustle, yeah, we got it, let me show them how it is. Line for line, only truth in my lyrics, bruh. You never find lies living in my literature, giving you the feeling that's focused. In fact, no room for actors, coons or rap vultures. No room to act, I'm giving you back doses. Memories of bare room walls with rap posters. Blacker than the burn on the Folgers, ablaze. Blacker than Isaac Hayes on stages, Black Moses. Not your token black, only black. Give you the flow wrapped over soul slaps. This the ending of an age, but beginning of a page to a new chapter. Here for the long run, like a long song. Other rappers' time shorter than the interlude after. End of the world rap, new rapture. Can't make moves with you, then we move past you. Gasoline with two masks. You can say I'm putting on, put my heart in every song, I guess. Niggas trying to be the best, wouldn't go for nothing less. You can say I'm in the zone, I guess. To my very last breath, watching every last step. To the casket, close, I guess. What it is, just another product of the bottom, let them live. Hustle, yeah, we got it, let me show them how it is. You can say I'm putting on, put my heart in every song, I guess. Niggas trying to be the best, wouldn't go for nothing less. You can say I'm in the zone, I guess. To my very last breath, watching every last step. To the casket, close, I guess. What it is, just another product of the bottom, let them live. Hustle, yeah, we got it, let me show them how it is.
$5,000 off at the bar, saw him for the long day, all days off, we get it always, call it the squad, the guacamole, the guap, the Guatemalan models, model for God. Pull out a genie bottle, fill it with promise before you see tomorrow. And leave your saws at the back door, it's time to crawl. The slam dance, let the boys be boys. Grab cans, mic stands, technique 1200. Writing jams like jelly, peanut butter, and wolf. They not ready, drop it heavy like a crate on your foot. Spit out a levy, this is deep, yo. It's deeper than Atlantis on the coast of Los Angeles. You might get shot by a camera cannon. This is true decoys. Blew the last B-boy, breaking faces for making that cheap noise. Bring them toys out, boy scout that rope trout. Make hoes bounce like a whole ounce. You suck poison out snakes, you suck that much. I don't rap about gats, but you gon' make the raps bust gats. Tuck, act up, you sad duck. My shit swan, I'm Don John. You just a bad mutt, bad luck. That mad buck, still I'm a fat fuck. Slap fucks out of a porn for my gas bus. Rap, wrap it up right quick. Let it drop stick, Hershey get around like clockwork. My time tick, 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 ticking all the time. No stopping on the dime, hold you out of your mind. And I got mines on my money, time is money, and I'm right on time. Got a wallet big as Chris Wallace. Why you watch your mind, wash your mouth out. I'm about that, put and go in my mouth. Know that south about that, by that, boy, don't doubt it. You be swimming with the trout out of Vegas, trying to get famous. I be trying to tell them boys about it, but they be aiming, turning.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the freshest of them all, baby? Oh,
we're stepping out, we're feeling good, with the smoke just like I would.
We're stepping out,
don't really care, long as you and I are there.
We're stepping out,
cause we're on the scene.
We're stepping out,
with the gangsta lean.
We're stepping out,
you wanna be on my team.
Mirror, mirror, tell me, what do you see? My face, ID, Emilio Pucci's, pants by Gucci, quarter of chucks, quarter of cap, presidential smoking this strawberry rap, so chilling. My reaction to my presence, like fur, minks, lamb skins, gorillas to prosper. Whatever the flavor that she would like to see, I'm a doctor. Keep me a brew remedies off in my closet alone with my favorite cologne that I condone. I'm a skeet, 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 skeet on, fresh feet on. So much candy on my boat that you can eat on the hood. Put my heat on the wood. Speed on is good. Tonight there will be no commercials or reruns. Just cool to sit with Freon. Talking to my folks on the phone on the Freon. Taking my favorite rock when I be stepping out.
I'm feeling good with the smoke just like I would.
We're stepping out.
Don't really care, long as you and I are there.
We're stepping out.
Cause we're on the scene.
We're stepping out.
With the gangsta lean.
We're stepping out.
You wanna be on my team.
Meet the authentic, the way I walk it, the way I talk it, it can't be ready. My hat bent, smoke scent, blueberry scent. Either I'm a PRO, or your mind just moving too slow. Yeah, flipping in bills, give it right back to you and gifts. Set a slide, peering out the dually walk window. Checking out the donkeys, walk the sidewalk, as I critique sweet heat on the street called P Street. Oh boy, y'all killing me. What will it be? Vision for level 3 or 1 tweezy. Catch a breezy, sometimes it's just too easy. Starstruck, too eager to please me. Should I play pimp? Make you pay BZ. Straight fucking them up, digging these pros D&Z. Without a doubt, you know you see me. Big gift stepping out, I'm the king
we're
of the city.
I'm feeling good with the smoke just like I would.
We're stepping out.
Don't really care, long as you and I are there.
We're stepping out.
Cause we're on the scene.
We're stepping out.
With the gangsta lean.
We're stepping out.
You wanna be on my team.
No matter the cost, still flaws cross. Post up, Charlie trading post. Button down, Dickies. Hips still squeaky. Post fly ladies in the 240Es. The ooh wee. If the world can see me, really high B. So charismatic, acrobatic, then when I proceed. Better succeed. Bungalow, overseas. Keep an attitude like Dane Dash. Look at that ass. I can't let that pass. Not that fast. And I ain't spending no cash. I bring color to the outside. Go ahead and decide. Unlock the car doors and let a G ride. The stay set. Now I'm on the inside. Let's slide. Spare 2B for the jacuzzi.
see me in my new bluesy. That's how I put on, that's what I'm talking about. The lights and the foam off, fingers out, that's a wrap.
I'm feeling good, with the smoke just like I would. Don't really care, long as you and I are there. Cause we're on the scene, with the gangster lean. You wanna be on my team.
Yo, yo.
Yeah, well, y'all said Jen.
We got problems.
It's called Michael Jackson.
Little justification. I'm African American.
I'm African, I'm black as the heart of a fucking Aryan. I'm black as the name of Tyrone and Darius. Excuse my French, but fuck you, no fuck y'all. That's as blunt as it gets. I know you hate me, don't you? You hate my people, I can tell cause it's threats when I see you. I can tell cause your waist is equal. No, I can tell because you in love with the devil eagle. Thinking maliciously, he get a chain and you gon' bleed him. It's funny how Zulu and Xhosa might go to war. Two tribal armies that wanna build and destroy. Remind me of these Compton Crip gangs that live next door. Beefing with Pyrus, only death settled the score. So no matter how much I say I like to preach with the Panthers, or tell Georgia State Marcus Garvey got all the answers, or try to celebrate February like it's my B-Day, or eat watermelon chicken and Kool-Aid on weekdays, or jump high enough to get Michael Jordan endorsements, or watch BET cause urban support is important. So why did I weep when Trayvon Martin was in the street, when gangbanging make me kill a nigga blacker than me? Hypocrite.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Every Sunday waking up, catching gossip at its worst, couldn't see the difference in the Baptist and the Catholic Church. Caught up in the rapture of the first chapter and second verse. If we all God's children, then what's the word of the Reverend Worth? Taught early that faith is blind like justice when you face the time. If we all made in God's image, then that mean his face is mine. Wait, or is that blasphemy? It's logical, it has to be. If I don't look like my father, then the way I live is bastardly. Naturally, that's confusion to a youngin' trying to follow Christ. Taught that if you don't know Jesus, then you lead a hollow life. Never questioned the fact that Jesus was a Jew and not a Christian, or that Christianity was made law by politicians. And who is King James? And why did he think that it was so vital to remove chapters and make his own version of the Bible? They say hell is underground, heaven is in the sky. They say that's where you go when you die, but how they know? I've been to many churches. I've quoted many verses. I dealt with my base self. I control my many urges. I used to study my lessons. That was a blessing, not a curse. I found out that heaven and hell exist right here on earth. Word. Study with Rastafarians. Found out from the dress that hell is called Babylon, and that's where them crazy boyheads dwell. They got us thinking that Muslims like to make bombs, but real Muslims believe in paradise and resist the shaitan. So it all sounds the same to me. But when they say one's right and the other's wrong, it just sounds like gain to me. It's like God skipped past the church and came to me. No, that ain't vain to me. It's just a particular way that I came to see the difference between those that claim to be religious and those that say they spiritual. And recognize that life is full of miracles. You can see the flow is divine. I glow when I rhyme because it coincides with a growing tide of those looking for God and know to go inside. Looking for absolution. Living in mass confusion. The gas-inducing psychopath created a last solution based on his interpretation of what the words are saying. Looking for God but ended up doing the work of Satan. Religion create division, make the Muslim hate the Christian, make the Christian hate the Jew, make up rules of faith that you condition to and gotta follow. God forbid you go to hell, but if you ever been to any ghetto, then you know well. Peace.
Give it up for my man Talib Kweli.
I just want you to relax, ease into it. Baby, slow down, just take your time. You and me gon' be here for a while, okay? Baby, don't rush, just take your time. You and me gon' be here for a while, okay? I got so much that I want to do. I just wanna be close to you, okay? I got so much that I want to do, and I can show you better than I can say. Though atmosphere, stratosphere, ionosphere. Ain't no sphere that's bright like here. Don't wanna be nowhere but here, nowhere in this atmosphere. I'm good where I am. Baby, slow down, take your time. You and me gon' be here for a while, okay. Hey, I got so much I won't do, I can show you better than I can say. Let me show you, let me show you, let me show you, let me show you, let me show you. I wanna show you. Let me show you. Let me show you. Let me show you. Oh baby, you make me feel so good. Come let me take you by the hand. Oh baby, you make me feel so good. Let me show you how. Let me show you how. Let me show you now. Let me show it out. Let me show you how. I wanna show you how. Let me show you. Let me show you. Let me show you. Let me show you. Move your shoulders. Oh, baby, slow down. Just take your time. You and me gon' be here for a while. Okay. I want to do, I can show you better than I can say. Enough talk, and let's move. Ah. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Probably made the man, my man Mos Def with the panties on that. Yo, what's good, people? What's going on? Welcome to the Wednesday installment of Hip Hop Heads Radio. I am your man, DJ CJ, a.k.a. KD, a.k.a. The Great, a.k.a. The Finisher. Welcoming y'all, man, to Hip Hop Heads Radio Show every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, like we always do. All right, man, before I get started, as always, I got to give a shout-out to the sexiest engineer in the building, my wisdom, Artisha Williams. And I definitely want to give a shout-out to everybody that's listening live. And also, man, I want to give a special shout-out to everybody that's going to go back and listen to the archive. So before we get into it, man, I want to apologize. Sorry, I've been gone for a couple weeks. But you know, my 9-to-5 is that take precedence over everything I do. So I've been a little busy, but we back at it, man. I promise, man, I'm not going to leave you as long as I did here previously. All right. So without any further ado, man, we're gonna go ahead and get into it. Of course, man, I got my form, and we're a couple short tonight. So, but before we get started, man, shout out to my man Fleance. Shout out to David Bowers, man, Kirk Dunn. We get at the Cypher Sounds, we'll definitely, make that shit happen like we always do. But I do have, two of my Cypher Sounds people rocking with me tonight. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce some and present the others. First up on the MIC is my man, Mr. Corner Politics General himself, the one and only Denver's own man, Mr. Breezy Taylor. Bree, what's good,
fam? What's up, man? How you doing, man?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. It's good to be back. I miss y'all, man.
Yeah, and the last couple of weeks, how was South by Southwest?
Yo, it was crazy. It was crazy. You know, I got that towards the end or whatever, but still had some L concerts, whatever going on. A lot of underground mm-hmm. shit that was going on that night that I was out. So it was real dope. It was kind of like the swan song. So I kind of missed all of the hoopla, but I still got to see some real hip hop shit though.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no doubt. As we proceed on into it, I have got to introduce to some and present to others, man, my Earth, man, my girl, the queen herself, New Orleans' own, the poetess of all time as far as I'm concerned. I really love her work. But anyway, man, let me bring her on, Miss Black Widow. What's good, Mom?
Peace. How everybody doing?
Peace. What's going on with you?
Not too much. I can't complain. Taking it how it comes.
Exactly. We definitely know you get it how it comes. You definitely get it how you live. So, what's going on down that way, man? What's going on back home? What's going on with you?
Let me see. We're keeping the youth cipher going. They have the. The youth poets is pretty much slam season. So everybody getting their work up. This is National Poetry Month. It's time for everybody to show and prove and put
That's
it out
up.
There. And the slams
That's
are coming
up.
Around, and it's not always about the money, but it's nice if you can make some money. That's definitely what's going on. We in slam season. I mean, it's kind of like, when football season come around, you going to hit that field and you going to practice as much as you can. And that's
Absolutely.
What I posted about earlier about that 30-30. 30 points in 30 days.
Get your best. So that's what that was about. I saw it on your post, man. So are you going to post 30 points in 30 days? That's what you're doing?
Yeah, you gotta do 30 poems in 30 days. Almost. I mean, last year I stretched myself, but the point is to not put no foolishness out there. I mean, definitely put your thought and your heart into it. But to challenge yourself every day to write a good piece, be it a limerick or a haiku or whatever you gonna write, some prose. Make sure you put your best into it and put it out there and be open for criticism.
True indeed.
Yeah,
I
feel you on that. Being a blogger, we have the 30 for 30 challenge every year too. And like you said, it's a struggle. It's hard writing quality, posts 30 days in a row. It's a struggle, but I haven't tried it this year. Last year I tried, I didn't make 30, so... it's definitely a good exercise to get your game up, to help you. If you could do it, my hat's off to you, that's for sure.
It is hard because sometimes it takes you a month to finish one poem.
Mm-hmm.
Or one song.
Mm-hmm.
Or, whatever your art is, or one painting. Sometimes it'll take you a whole month to finish it. So, do one a day, you're really pushing yourself aside from taking care of family. And dealing with, you're just a cipher, your job.
Right.
You have to take all that into consideration and still be able to pull through. Last year, I flaked out last year. Okay, I'll do 100 haikus then. That'll be easy. That wasn't easy either.
Yeah.
And a haiku, that's just a thought.
True.
So.
True indeed, if anybody can make that shit happen, what I'm saying? We know you can. And I'm going to challenge myself, man. 1 month, I'm going to sit down. And I can't do 30 beats in 1 month, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try to at least knock out 15 in 1 month. I'm going to see what I can do with that. So I appreciate the inspiration. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about, the amount of movies and commercials and all that other bullshit we watch during the day? That could be time spent with an ink pen. challenge your art.
True indeed. All right, man, let's go ahead and get into it. Shout out to my girl Nicole Rice Smith, man. She posted it on Hip Hop Edge Radio on the page. We was gonna speak on it tonight, but we're gonna go ahead and get into it, man. So apparently, New Jersey College has canceled the commencement speech that I guess Conor was supposed to give the commencement speech at this New Jersey College, but they canceled it because of his song representing Asada Shakur that he wrote back on, Like Water for Chocolate. Of course, if you have been following, you know what I'm saying, Asada Shakur is wanted for murder, for murdering a police officer, a state trooper, I'm sorry, New Jersey state trooper. I mean, if you know the whole story, if not, I advise you to go and, you know what I'm saying, look that stuff up and look up her case and everything. I mean, it's crazy. Right now, she has political asylum in Cuba, and the Cuban government has said that they will not give Asada back to the U.S., so you know, people in New Jersey are pissed. The FBI raised her warrant or her bounty for I think $1 million to $5 million now. It's just crazy, but if we remember not too long ago, my man Conor was talking about racism and, you know, us lending a hand or extending a hand out, and you know what I'm saying. I want y'all to speak on it. So how do y'all feel about this? You know, I guess you can call it a slap in the face or a jab to the gut or whatever, but how y'all feel about this, you know what I'm saying, happening in the comment, and, you know, him not being able to deliver the commencement speech?
You know, man, this ain't nothing but a backtrack, you know. And actually, this happened once before, you know, during Obama's first, you know, 4 years. They wanted him to speak at the White House, but because of the same thing, you know, Song for Asada, you know, they was able to counsel that too. So now that, you know, it's 3, 4, 5 years later, now it's coming up, you know, coming up again. It's like, it's freedom of speech. You don't have to agree with this person, you know, but why are you letting something that happened? How long ago did that album come out? You know, about 10 plus years ago?
15 years ago.
Yeah, 50 years ago. So you, and that's like, you know, when people do interviews, yeah, people pick like one line interview to harp on. Mm-hmm. That's just that man's opinion. That's just a man's views. Look what he's done. You know, I mean, as far as nonviolence go, he's the epitome of nonviolence. You know, I don't agree with the comments he's made recently. You know, about, you know, how we can end racism. I'm actually curious to see how he feels now. When he's experienced racism, I wonder if he thinks that he, in his hand to King University to shake it, would they ask him to come back? So, you know, I think just kind of, I don't know. You know, I don't think they really wanted him to be there in the first place. This was just like the most convenient excuse to make that happen.
Well, in the words of Paul Mooney, eventually, you are going to get your nigga wake up call. Wake up. You a nigga. Now, I have always been a fan of Conor. I have always respected his work as far as an actor, an artist, and also as the community service he's done for the community. But, okay, the comments you have made recently since you got your little gold statue. Yeah, you have to be reminded that you're still black, and that's what's going to happen. And it has happened over and over again with celebrities. You think you think you're above the community that you were, quote-unquote, helping out because you've gotten that white acceptance, and then you get reeled back in because they don't want you to think you too much, nah.
Right.
So now you in timeout, Common.
Yeah.
Go sit in the corner till we let you back in.
You know, I tell you what surprises me. Coming from the south side of Chicago, now you should know all about racism coming from, you know, the Iraqi part of Chicago. So what will make him think? Just because, like you say, he got a gold statue, just because he got a little name recognition, that'll be different. Only thing different is he's a nigga with a gold statue. He's a nigga with a little name recognition. That's it. So I don't know if he thought that all this was going to make Arda disappear. You know?
Well, so what is that?
I agree. And y'all think I'm crazy. So I'll take the crazy charge.
Not at all. Not at all. Not one bit. We don't think you're crazy at all. We lie with you because we feel the same way.
Yeah,
no,
you're speaking the truth, though. Yeah, you're speaking the truth.
Exactly.
My truth just ain't pretty.
Hey, it ain't supposed to be, you know, but it's supposed to be truth. You know what I'm saying? And one thing you can't do with the truth is you can't deny it. And, you know what I'm saying, you can only run from it for so long. It is what it is.
Indeed.
It's a boy of hip-hop news. My man Jay-Z has been in the news, and he has purchased a live stream company. I think the name of it is Tidal. I got to think a little bit more into it, but... another live stream company, $54 million. So he is looking for, you know, talent. I guess he's dumping in, you know, the music library of, I guess, different artists out there. Also, it is said that he has purchased all of the publishing for of Tupac, which is pretty crazy. What's your take on that, man?
You know what? I like to see him, you know, be a successful businessman, which he is. So I can't hate him for that. Since Tidal has, you know, been announced, I heard that the, you know, revealing of it was having some problems. I guess that's to be expected with any venture that you first start up. So, but like I said, you know, congratulations to him. You know, if it's true, they'll make his worth what $2.1 billion. So that put him, you know, as hip hop. So, you know, so shout out to him. Now, as far as him owning Tupac's catalog, man, look, I feel some kind of way by that, man, you know, in all sorts of ways. First of all, you know, Tupac wasn't his biggest fan when he's alive. Let's just be honest about that. Second of all, I've read the article about that and how he plans on releasing an album this year, a new Tupac music. Some of the artists that he's placing on his album, Tupac would suck the shit out of him if he was alive for that. Like, Drake's supposed to be on the album? Like, come on, dude. Ain't no way in hell Tupac would be in the same building, let alone the same track with Drake, man. So, you know, I feel so kind of way about that. He's a businessman, obviously. You know, and but I think that he may soil what's left of Tupac's music, man. That's just my personal opinion.
I just don't like him anymore. I really don't. I just don't like him anymore.
Expound on that. Why do you not like
him? Do you want me to expound on it? Okay. From the seat I'm sitting in, Jay had, you know, some very strong lyrics when he came out. He became, okay, it was all about Marcy. Now it's about how much money I got and look how big my wife's ass is. He's pretty much become a pimp. And he's pimping Kanye and Beyonce and whoever else named in an A. He just, he's become too cocky, and he is just ridiculous. His lyrics ain't, I mean, like, if you gonna make more money, you should have better lyrics. Him and Wayne have taken it to, they have turned the shit on its head. It's like, I'm making more money, so I could just say whatever.
Yeah.
How long, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it don't matter what I say. They gonna pay for it anyway.
I think he's too far removed from the streets that, like you said, man, he could shit on the track and think somebody's going to buy it. And somebody will.
Yeah, you can sing,
you know,
the ABCs. The ABCs, yeah. The Jay-Z ABC album. Everybody going to be on
that. Right. I mean, you figure, look at his last three albums, you know, minus American Gangster. The lyrics was subpar. You know, let's be honest, man. You know, and I understand, you know, at a certain point, you know, you want to become a grown man. You want to talk about slaying dope. I get that. But it's the way that he put the words together now. You ain't got to talk about the same thing you did 15 years ago, man. But his rhyme pattern to me is shitty now. The way he put the lyrics together is shitty now. And, you know, everything just changed. So I'm not sure if money made him lazy or he just said, like you said, man, I'm going to put anything out there and I'm going to put it with a cell phone. That way, when you buy a cell phone, I'm still going to go platinum. So, you know, I don't know what's going on. Me personally, I'm like, man, leave Tupac alone. But, you know, money talks, man. Bullshit runs marathons, I guess. But I'm just not a fan of him.
I think people's standards have gotten lower, though. I didn't mean to cut you off. I think the standards have gotten lower. I mean, like, the music that's coming out now, I mean, you used to actually have to fight for your record deal. You used to have to actually fight to be on the radio. Now, it's just, if you could shake to it, they're going to put it on 99,000 times a day.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
Jay-Z don't have to try. Wayne don't have to try. Wayne tried harder before he could curse. Before he was 18, his mama said, no, you can't curse. And when Jay-Z was still living in the projects and, you know, looking up to Biggie, and he was dropping tracks like that was the last track he would ever drop in his life. You don't get that no more. No, you get All I Want for My Birthday is a Big Booty Girl. I'm going to stick to Wu-Tang. They might be geriatric. They might be on AARP. I don't care, but I'm still listening to them.
Wow, there's nothing wrong with the listen. The Wu is timeless. It's timeless music. So, from you can listen to it now, you can listen to it, you know, 30, 40 years later and still have the same feeling. I think Jay-Z's music as a whole has watered down from what it was. But I think he's just not in that same mind frame he was, you know, pre-blueprint. You know what I'm saying? That mindset, I don't think we'll ever see, you know, that you know, Jay-Z ever again, because, he's just in a different world, man. He's in a different space. And I don't knock it. You know, it is what it is. Everybody has, you know, growth and kind of move away from it. He never was really, you know, to me, a top 10 MC guy, at least in my book, he wasn't, you know, top 10. Top 20, I'll give him that. But he's a businessman now, and, you know, his longevity is going to, you know, be, I guess, on the business side. If you look at the last, you know, couple things that he did, even, you know, the Magna Carta joint was okay. It was all right. It wasn't, you know, nothing to be excited about. But I think his mindset has changed. He's trying to stay relevant with the music, but I think, you know, eventually he's gonna, you know, put it up and move on to do his business thing and more power to him. As far as, you know, Tupac and him purchasing, you know, the catalog, I feel, you know, some sort of way like Breezy, but then again, you know, I feel another way, because I'm like, you know, Dre and all those other cats could have purchased his catalog. You know what I'm saying? They could have went out there and bought it just like they did, and probably did it justice. I mean, one of Pac's biggest hits was with Dre, you know, California Love, and you know, all that good shit. So, I think that you know. I feel that, you know, it may be a little bit diluted because you're right. Pac really didn't fuck with Jay and you know, he called him out as far as in the music shit. But, you know, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens. I agree. I think Drake should never be on a Tupac album just because of the rapping styles, what they came with, and the, you know, it just doesn't seem right. It doesn't feel like your whole.
Wait, Drake is a rapper.
We'll see what happens with it, and you know, hopefully they do justice by it. That's all that happens. I hope they don't take the legacy of Pac and you know what I'm saying, and let that live on the right way.
You know what? But you know, one more thing, I mean, as far as the business move, it's smart. I'm not mad at him. You know, the whole point of business is to make money. So he definitely doing that. You know, but like we all have said, just don't mess with the man's legacy. You know what I'm saying? Let Pac be Pac. You know, don't just like the Biggie Duets album. Let's be honest, that Biggie Duets album was a subpar album. You know what I'm saying? And Puffy ran what was left of Biggie songs into the ground and soiled it with some of those artists. So, and then don't do a Biggie's duet album with Tupac's music.
Right. Mhm. Right. I agree, man. All right. So, some more hip-hop news, man. I guess speaking of some West Coast rap, man, Mr. Jerry Heller, if you don't know who Jerry Heller is, he is the co-creator of Ruthless Records along with Eazy-E. And he had the acts of NWA, DOC, all that in the early 90s. So, and he was also in the NWA's manager. So he was on Ed's radio, and basically he was speaking, I guess, as far as the interview goes. As the interview went, and what the man had to say, he refers to Suge Knight as an evil human being, and relevant that Eazy-E knew the former Death Row Records CEO was trouble from the start. He goes on to say, I think that Suge Knight is an evil human being, and I always said when Suge Knight started to get involved, because he was a bodyguard at Ruthless, he drove Dre around sometimes. Usually he was with DOC, who I feel was probably the greatest pure rapper. He and Rakim were the greatest pure rappers I ever heard, but he was a bad guy. He was a bad guy then, he's an even worse guy now. The guy is lucky, and I think that they say in Vegas that they say in Vegas to O.J. Simpson, it's payback time. Eric Eazy-E knew he was a problem from the beginning, and that was the meeting when I talked him out of doing what he felt he wanted to do. And if you know Eric, he was very firm on his ideas, and actually, as it turned out, was right, and I was wrong. At one point, Eric wanted to kill Suge Knight. Based on our conversation, we stopped him. Whoa. So, Paul, I'm going to let you talk about that one. You're a veteran, I felt that way, so I'm going to let you take that. For Jay Heller to call somebody an evil human being, I rate Jay Lennon and Q, I'm going to just let that be. But go ahead, man, what you think on that?
Well, you know what? Eazy wanted to kill Suge. I mean, that's common knowledge, man. Like, you know, you look at rappers nowadays and supposedly against rappers. A lot of them are actors. You know, let's be honest, man. A lot of them are playing a character. Well, Eazy, you know, he was about that life. You know, he was about that life, man. And he was heated, you know, after Suge bum rushed him. And he held that lead pipe over his head to let Dre out his contract. You know, he wanted to put some hot lead in him. Now, now for Jerry to come out now and say that he should have let him, to me that's just destructive. You know what I'm saying? I mean that's counterproductive. Why would you say you should have knocked somebody out from committing a murder? Yeah, this is your number one man. I mean, if all the rumors are true, you know, you took Eazy-E's side and you basically put him above everybody else and broke up the crew, why would you want your number one cash cow to commit a murder?
Right.
You know, so right. I think Jerry, with him coming out now and saying these, making these comments now, he's just trying to be relevant because let him tell it, you know, he was not consulted on his part in Straight Outta Compton movie, so he just want to let it be known that, yeah, I was there, and this is my take on when I was there. No one can reach out to me, so I think he's trying to keep his name out there because, you know, he didn't get the authorization he thought he should have, so, you know, his comments, man, I take it as a grain of salt. He's not saying anything new. You know, everybody know that Eazy wanted to kill Suge, so, you know, him saying that now, like I said, just trying to, you know, refresh people's memory about who he was and what he did, which basically was break up. Do you understand the impact that NWA had on and it has on music today? You know,
absolutely.
Think about it, you know, before then. Yeah, you know, I mean, ever since then, you know, look now, even R&B now, people are a little edgier than they were in the 80s, you know, and people like Just Ice, Ice-T, you know, they play a part in that. And so this was probably one of the biggest groups to ever come out in any genre. And this man, you know, basically broke it up. He broke it up,
right.
You know, and so for him to come out and say that somebody else is evil, I mean, that's not, you know, that doesn't really say a whole lot because, you know, I mean, this man, you know, took money out of people's mouths, You know, they give them all their right there. You know, they just do. So, yeah, what are you saying, man? He just, you know, trying to stay relevant, in my opinion.
Trying to dig. What you got to say about that?
I don't listen to West Coast music. Let's move on.
Don't do me like that.
Oh, shit. Y'all ain't like shit. Ain't being crazy. It's like some new shit. Didn't he hang Vanilla White. Vanilla Ice over a balcony or something?
That's crazy.
He been off his rocker. Now he partially blind and passing out and fainting and whatnot. Everybody on this phone over 18?
Yeah, speak on it.
Yeah. Oh, fuck sure tonight. Let's move on.
What did you think about when he said that he compared the DOC to Rakim as like the best drill rappers to ever?
I didn't even think about it because Rakim is one of the best ever.
But,
you know my lord.
You know me, I'm partial, no, man. You know what? If when I go back listen to the DOC album, I mean that to me is the epitome of a you know, back in source days, a Fire Mike album. I mean the beats was tight. In my mind, the lyrics carried the beats. Whereas nowadays, you know, beats carry lyrics. He made a dope album. And matter of fact, he didn't do a whole lot of cursing on that album either. So he got his point across. He was lyrically nice. You know, I think if it wasn't for that car wreck, he probably could have, you know, gone down as one of the KRS-1s, one of the Rocky, one of the BDKs. You know, so me, I'm being partial. You know, he's from Dallas, you know. I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, I think he's on his way to becoming that type of artist that he spoke about.
But
you're entitled to your opinion, but Rakim could do a Disney soundtrack, and I'm going to buy that bitch and bump it as loud as I can on the surround sound. It'll be the next version of The Wizard of Oz, and Rakim could do the soundtrack, and I'm going to be all over it. I'll be bumping, my children will be crip walking to that shit.
I'm up with you, too.
I gotta agree with you, Bree. I think he was well on his way, and a lot of people don't understand that. He's playing the classic, man. He's gonna write Snoop's lyrics, but everything else, true. He's playing the classic chronic, man. That is DOC's second album. You might as well say. I think he was well on the way, man. If he didn't get in that accident and his voice didn't get fucked up, I think he was well on his way to being probably, man. You know. And I'll go out on a limb and say it, man. Even Tupac's status, to be honest, I think he would have been on that level. Just as far as not him being compared to what I see as, you know, definitely top three in my book as far as the ever grace of microphone, I said a lot. But I think he was well on his way, man, and it was unfortunate what happened to him.
Yeah.
But the dude pinned the chronic, man. So, you got to give props where props is due. So shout out to DOC on that. I hope Jerry had a, you know what I'm saying, you know, recognize what he said. You can't call nobody a monster when you were the biggest monster at Ruthless Records, man. So, we'll just move on from that, man. And some more hip hop news. Khalil Kwame was recently in the news, man, and he went to visit Mumia Abu-Jamal. If you don't know who that is, you definitely need to go check, you know, who Mumia Abu-Jamal is.
Do some research.
Man. You better go do your research, for real, man. Basically, he's 60 years old now, but he's been in prison since 82, and he was convicted of murder. And basically, he's been sick for months. So
Unjustly convicted.
Right. Murder. Quietly went to visit the brother, you know what I'm saying, and this is basically what he said, and Quietly said it on his Twitter. Peace. I want to share the following statement that was released today by the campaign to bring Mumia home. what Tyler Kwame said before he gave me a statement. So this is what he said.
Well, I mean, the brother is dying. Why not bring him home?
He is dying. And so what he wanted to do was get his message out there and you know, share exactly what's going on with them. And, you know, what kind of vexes me, man, is that, you know what I'm saying, is we don't hear a lot about, you know what I'm saying, Mamiya and you know, his struggle and what he went through. And a lot of what, you know what I'm saying, the activists and all those who were part of the struggle, that we don't hear much about him anymore. And you know, it's a sad day that we, you know what I'm saying, if I was to ask my son right now, he couldn't tell me who Mamiya Abu-Jamal is, and that's my fault. And I need to do better with that, you know what I'm saying? But I guess speaking of that, you know what I'm saying, what's your take on that as far as...
My whole thought process right now, as far as the brother Mamiya, is if he does go into transition anywhere outside of the home with his family, we will never have an answer on how he was handled or how he died, which will always be questionable. This is a brother that has been kept in solitary confinement for decades. Do you know what that would do to a person? It's not like you just in prison. No. You in solitary. You by yourself.
That'll break your spirit and kill you and everything.
And that will break you all the way down. This brother is still alive and fighting for his life on a murder they can't prove. And he's still not getting any justice. So if he does die in prison, you don't know if the guards did it or if they just want to silence him.
Exactly.
But his family will have no answers. That bothers me.
It bothers all of us, man.
So when when some people roll their eyes, oh, you go again with that black shit. This is the kind of black shit I'm talking about.
No, man.
Ain't nobody else worrying about that. They like, oh, well, my people cool.
Right.
But you don't realize we all our people.
Right.
Once you break it down, we all our people. And we don't look out for one, ain't nobody. You know what? If it was you, I never met you.
Right.
But I'm still fight for you.
Exactly. That's what it's supposed to be, though. That's what it's supposed to be. We're supposed to close ranks around each other. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's supposed to be. And we ain't. And that's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate that that's not the case, man. He was in the hospital. There were guards all around the place. And, of course, you know, probably, you know, they can only get so close, you know what I'm saying, to his room and kind of assess the situation. Basically said that, when he's been sick for months, laying in the hospital, and he's still not receiving the proper care. And they were asked to vacate the building. And Kwame finishes the statement and says, man, it is time to mobilize and defend Mamiya's life. And I can't agree with him anymore than what he said.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man, It's time, man, and to be held unjustly and in solitary confinement, man, that's, you know, that's not right. It's never right. And if it's one of ours, then we should be pissed off, even more pissed off about it. So,
I was going to say, you know, this was part of their plan all along. You know, first you break a man's spirits, then you break his body. You know, he's dying. So why wouldn't you give the man, you know, the treatment that is needed? I mean, you're already keeping him in solitary confinement, so what's the worst that could be done? He gets healthy. Well, he's not going to get out anyway, so why not let the man, you know, live with some dignity? You know, I say first break his spirit, then he break his body. This is part of their plan all along. You know, they're just, I guess, trying to ease his passing more so than if it was done naturally. So.
But they're going to ease it for themselves. It's not going to be easy for us. Yeah, I'm saying same thing with Asada. It's like it's still running behind Asada, and there's no proof of Asada killing somebody. They still trying to get at you. Still like no, not gonna happen.
Yeah,
so
it's just like we
see you powerful brothers and sisters, and we don't want you giving people any ideas. That is, I mean, that's the master plan. You know, you want some docile Negroes,
well,
to sit around and do whatever you say, and the ones that stand up, we gonna either lock them up or kill them.
Or kill them, right? Right. And, I'll die on my feet. Try to flat out. I would die on my feet. Then I'll live on my knees.
Yeah.
Period.
Exactly. I could not live with myself knowing that I bowed down to some shit I knew was unjust. I cannot sit by and watch a black man being beaten in the street. Oh, yeah, I'm going to jump in. I'm going to be on the news. I'm going to jump in. Y'all going to talk about it on Facebook. And somebody going to send me a letter.
It's so good.
And enough money to get a pack of codes.
So good. I got you. We make sure your books are straight and your lawyer paid up.
Because it ain't gonna happen. Yeah, I'm not gonna sit back. I watch those videos and I see, you know, sometimes there's people just standing around saying, No, oh Jesus, no, Jesus ain't coming. I got this.
No.
his car broke down. I'm coming. I got this.
Oh, snap. Oh, bad. All right, man, it's more hip hop news. The plugs themselves, King for the Daily Age, De La Soul, man. They've reached their Kickstarter goal to create a new album, man. So, De La Soul will be releasing a new album this year. And it's crazy that they haven't really done an album or released an album in over a decade. I think it was 2004 that they came out with A.O. Ibonics 2. As a matter of fact, I didn't want to throw the last works before.
Wait, they had a Kickstarter. You said
yeah.
Kickstarter?
Yeah.
I thought it was me, myself, and I. It was three of them.
They raised $110,000 to do a new album. Real crazy.
George Zimmerman raised more money than that.
What
y'all doing?
What?
Y'all need to send them some money.
They
better get on iTunes. You know we in a recession.
I'm wondering. I know they have the album coming out this year, but if I remember correctly, they're supposed to be having a mixtape coming out with Dilla Beats. Is that still going to happen?
They did. They released it last.
Last
spring.
2 years ago. Yeah, that's, you know, I'm sorry, I have that one. They're supposed to do one over Pete Rock Beats. I'm sorry, I have the one over there.
They're supposed to do one over Pete Rock Beats. That one has not been released yet.
Okay.
I'm waiting on that one, of course. But, yes, they are supposed to do a mixtape over all Pete Rock Beats. Speaking of Pete Rock, Pete Stramento's Volume 2 will be dropping later this month, so all my Pete Rock heads out there, be on the lookout for that. Shout out to my little brother, Ashton Hall, for putting me up on that today, but be on the lookout for that. They're supposed to release that, and then I guess after this, they're going to, you know, drop the album. So, you know, we'll see what happens, man.
Okay.
Wait, you know I have the worst ADD since Cam'ron and cannabis, right? So, nah, for real, for serious. Yes, for serious. That's New Orleans. I did it. I made it up. Hold on to it. For serious. So did either of you see the article Azalea Banks did stating why she doesn't date black men, even though she, quote unquote, goes so hard in the paint for black people?
Really? Yeah. Speaking of that thing.
Yeah.
Y'all saw that article?
Yeah, I've seen that article.
I want to hear y'all thoughts on that, because I love black men. They're the only ones that exist to me. The other ones, they're just shadows outside.
You know what? This one, I take from it. I read the article, and the only thing I kept thinking, like, this motherfucker hypocrite. You know, you want to talk about, you know, Igloo, whoever, appropriating, you know, black culture, but yet you don't want to date your own, you know, saying your own.
Okay, yeah.
So,
okay, yeah. come on, with it.
Yeah, that's something I got from it. You know, her reasoning behind it was some bullshit to me, but I'm like, hold on. No, you know, you want to call somebody else racist, but you basically being self-racist to your own people. You know what I'm saying? So you want to go hard and try and take money out of somebody else's pocket, but yet, you know, you don't want to let somebody look like your dad, your brother, your cousins. You know, that's, she ain't up a hypocrite to me. You know, matter of fact, do me the favor.
And I was riding for her for a minute. For a minute, I was riding with her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I hate Evie. You know, with all the shit she's talking, please somebody name one song that she's made. Because I don't know anything she's ever made. I ain't ever heard anything she did. I don't know the name of no album. I ain't heard shit from her, except for her running her mouth about Iggy. So, of all this she's doing, she's being known for anything but her music. And now this comes out, I mean, it don't surprise me, really. You know, it really don't surprise me.
Well, now I put it in the category with, what's her girl name that was the mistress to Osama bin Laden? Cola Booth. I put her right there with Cola Booth. It's like, you know what? You like men of color, but you just gonna go over there. And over there, I don't know if y'all you know, I be using these colloquialisms that my friends understand. I just be talking about that. Over there means get the fuck around me. You just gonna. But it's just like, you know, Azalea Banks, I'm like, okay, you have a point. She is appropriating our culture, taking hip hop, not a hip hop or, you know, all this, you know, just trying to sound black and act black and but now you just say you don't like black men because you don't want them problems when you come home.
What problems?
You know, I don't know. Shit, that's what black women are for. We supposed to be there for y'all when y'all come home.
I never really heard of this chick, to be honest.
I've heard of her. And she's from Europe, I think. She's from Europe.
Whatever.
But she's a good lyricist, but she's underground.
But what song has she made? Cause I ain't heard shit from her.
I can't name none of her shit. You asked me. You asked too much if you want me to name her song.
It's crazy.
I think she was on a cypher once, maybe in 2012.
Nah,
maybe on the BET Awards. Maybe, I think. I don't know.
You can
Google
her. I don't know who she is, but like I said, she had the audacity to step to Erykah Badu at one point, which was, you know what I'm saying, that was dumb as fuck. You know what I'm saying? How did you even try to put yourself in the same realm as an Erykah Badu who has done, you know, just as much for the culture as anyone, and you know what I'm saying? I could put it up against anybody. You know what I'm saying? How do you step to that and try to, you know what I'm saying, bow talk a woman of that stature? And then, you know,
I'm sorry. I have to snatch Erica's cards too. I have to snatch her receipts. I have to snatch Erica's receipts.
Why?
I have to. Because it is my duty to call you out on your bullshit.
What?
Erica was on and on with the head wrap and the rocking 3/4 when she first started.
Mm-hmm.
Now Erica got a blind wig on, taking her clothes off, walking down the street butt naked. And Erica don't know where the hell she at. She's a J Electronica of females, and I'm going to say it. And ain't nobody gonna call me on it. He dressed in the FOI outfit with the 5% flag on his chest. They all confused. Common too. Common praying to Jesus, and he God. I don't know what the hell goes on in the hip hop industry, but I'd rather not be a hip hop artist ever.
Well,
now, if y'all look at do the knowledge. Just watch it. Just watch how shit unfold.
Sure,
they're all over the place.
And Erica, I love Erica.
I was the only one. I was in high school wearing head wraps.
Because
Erica. But the thing is, I'm still wearing head wraps. She ain't.
Even as fucked up as that situation is, who in the fuck is Azalea Banks? I don't know who she is,
man. So you gotta Google her. Google will make your life so much better. She is a fire artist. I'm just saying. No, I ain't trying to. I ain't hating. She's a fire artist. I mean, she a good rapper.
Let me tell you, she's a good rapper. I don't know her for. She's a rapper, but
She's from Europe. How many European artists do you know?
I can't win.
Maybe I need to just mute my phone because y'all killing me. I'm going to lose my voice. Just Google it. She got bars, but she ain't getting no radio play. Okay, that's what it is. She got bars, no radio play. What about 3D Nati from out here? Caleb, I'm sure you familiar.
Yeah. I heard a lot of her stuff. Absolutely.
Okay, she got bars. I like her music.
Yeah,
I don't like
the
fact that she ain't never wearing clothes.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, she shows her figure off, no doubt. No doubt.
YouTube, fire with your lyrics.
Right?
Y'all like that shit, though. Y'all like looking at her. She too fire with her lyrics to have to show off her ass. That's how I feel. That's my personal thought. You ain't. She could be in the damn church choir room and still tell the club up. You know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier this week, it's like going to church and your pastor in a bikini. You ain't going to hear shit.
I hope he doesn't. I hope he doesn't.
They got women pastors too. They got women pastors. You go to church and your pastor damn butt naked on the stage, are you gonna listen to the message?
I'm gone. I'm out.
She
got a message, but she ain't got no clothes. And she constantly trying to defend that shit, talking about, well, she dressed for her body type. Okay, but you... It's very rarely that I'm at a loss for words. Let me see the best way to put this, since we on the internet. ain't nobody listening. They just looking at your booty.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're absolutely right. If I heard her without seeing her, you know what I'm saying? I think that she, you know, be rocking 3/4 and all that. Seriously. Without seeing her, if I just heard her and never saw her before, I think she'd be on that level. But she's not.
Right. But, I mean, you can't, it's hard to tell a woman or a man, either way. How to dress. We can't tell Chris to put a shirt on. We can't tell Nati that she don't have to show off her body everywhere she go.
True indeed. Oh, man. Back to what you were saying about black men, it's sad, but then again, as a black man, and you know what I'm saying, we've got to do a better job as black men, as far as closing the ranks around, you know, our women. You know what I'm saying? We've got to do a better job collectively and protecting our women and standing up for our women. Because, you know, there was a post, man, and shout out to my man, Kenneth Brown. There was a post in his spot, the gender role, man, we was talking about. My man Chris was talking about women not standing up, you know, for Black Lives Matter or whatever the case may be, which was totally not the case, man. You know, our women, man, our sisters always got our back. Always. They always close ranks around us. They always, you know what I'm saying, support our cause, whatever. We as black men, we got to do a better job, man. We've got to do a better job in supporting and you know what I'm saying, uplifting our black women, period. And this is a case of why. Because if we did, then, you know, we avoid having, you know, Azalea Banks making, you know, comments like this. You know what I'm saying? There's, you know, I think what she's saying is crazy, but, you know, there's some validity to it because there's literature and, you know, footage of us, you know, downgrading and not respecting our women. So I think as a whole, we got to do better. We got to do better as men so that way we avoid this shit. You know what I'm saying?
What? You know what? Yeah, we do have to do better, but let's be honest. You know, women are women. Men and men, it don't matter what race you are, you're going to have problems. So I don't know if she thinks that white men won't give her any problems ever. They just walk on water and only black men give black women problems. I don't care what you are. The opposite sex gives the opposite sex problems regardless of your color, race, creed, or nationality. So just because they got money and they're older does not mean they'll have problems. Maybe the money and they're older just hides the fat, just hides the problems that she just kind of turned a blind eye to. So whatever problems that she thinks that we will give her, trust me, she would get the same problems from them too.
Or worse. Because they'll call that nigga and mean it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. True indeed.
Here's my thing. And I kind of want to, I guess, slick side, disagree with you, Caleb. I want to make it easier. What? Huh? Wait, what? No? What? But don't make me. Hold up. My PC. No, it's not necessarily about making it easier for women. I think the problem is that men have been making it too easy for women. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, you catering to them, giving them too much. In this day and age, you need a man that's going to teach you what he knows. Not saying a woman is stupid, but whatever she knows, she can teach her man as well, and y'all build on that.
True.
You know what I'm saying? If you know, I know how to butcher a damn goat, but you know how to shoot that goat. We're going to put that together.
Well.
So it's like you're supposed to add on and build accordingly. As opposed to you getting a dumbass and just taking care of him. Or getting
True.
A dumbass and taking care of him just because he got that good.
What?
I think everybody should contribute. And that makes more sense to me because that's what's going to happen. If we do so happen to end up in, you know, martial law or whatever, somebody got to have a skill. And it'd be very nice if everybody has a skill. Yeah, you killed the cow, but I know how to butcher it and cook it.
What?
Or the zombie apocalypse has started, and yes, I know how to use a crowbar.
Here we go.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
I think that should work, you know what I'm saying? That should work both ways. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a partnership. It's not, you know, it's not I'm the teacher and you the student. We should both be teachers.
Yeah,
that's how I look at a relationship. We should both be teachers, and we teaching our children the same thing.
Right. Right. Agreed.
Yeah, I get an A-plus on that one?
You're
gonna go
A plus, I'm with you.
Yeah, you're gonna go
star. I'm just saying, shit, I ain't gonna. The fuck you gonna think I'm gonna be sitting on the side crocheting blankets while you gonna kill bulls and buffaloes and whatnot. I'm coming too. I want to see how you did it. Because I want to do it
too.
Peace.
Yeah, definitely. You got to be able to fend for yourself in my night. So I'm with you. All right, man. This has been a hell of a show as usual. We're going to go ahead, man, and get ready to sign off here in a minute, man. Again, I want to thank Black Widow and, of course, then my man, BG Taylor, for coming through tonight, man. So, BG, man, what's been going on with the corner politics, man? I know how to get at you, the whole blog joint. I know you and Flay got something going on with Birth Patrol, but let the people know what's going on with you, man.
Well, I've been telling you for the last year and a half that I was going to start doing events, and it's actually coming to fruition right now. So I'll be hosting my first event this month on 420. I purposely chose 420 for the significance of it. You know what that means? It's a hip hop feud. So it's in DC. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, it's my first event that I'm hosting. So I'm definitely trying to branch out and build my brand up. I now have an online store where you can buy Cornell Politics clothing, t-shirts, hats, and everything. So I'm trying to make money off my brand while building it. You can definitely get at me at Breezy Taylor, or at Cornell Politics 1. Check the blog out, www.cornellpolitics.org. Like you said, work on some with the homeboy for Border Patrol Entertainment. You can check us out at www.borderpatrolent.wordpress.com. And we work on some things too. And 2015, man, it's all about growth and branching out,
No doubt.
Indeed.
What's going on with you at home, man? I know it's a slam season. Definitely going to need you to, bless us with some of that 30 for 30 poetry that you dropped. But what else you got going on with you at, this month and, what you foresee down the road?
Black Widow is pretty much a procrastinator, so 30 for 30 means 30 points in 30 days, and I usually start around half of the month. I'm a procrastinator, so that kind of happens like that, but I'll be dropping some haikus. I love haikus. I know a lot of people don't get them, but, I love haikus. I'll drop, a whole lot of them in the beginning of the month. But I'm going to get my 30 goes in my notebook, and then I'll put it online. Because it's a challenge to yourself, and it's a challenge with your peers, and it's to keep your peers motivated in order to do the same. So I'm going to come through eventually, but right now, I ain't wrote shit. It's the first. I ain't done nothing.
We got you. Because
I procrastinate. And then I waited until I was 30 years old to have children. I procrastinate.
Hey,
that's my thing.
That's a small move. So...
I love y'all, and anytime y'all ask me to drop one, I'm going to drop it. When I do, I will keep y'all posted. When I do a feature, I'm going to make sure I have it recorded so I can send it to Hip Hop Heads. And my CD, I'm definitely going to make sure I get it to you, Caleb. So you can put it. Because my CD is... people don't even know I have a CD. I ain't even try to sell it. I just made it. That was it. Because I procrastinate. Yeah, I suck. I'm the worst. I'm the worst artist ever.
I need you to get better.
Next to Milli Vanilli.
You get better. Straight up and down.
I do it for the love. I do it for the love.
That's what we do.
I've had to send a CD to you and our teacher because, only two other people got it. My mama don't like curse words.
Well, my mama do, so send that shit my way.
That's all I got now.
Shout out to my dudes. She probably reading it right now, too, so shout out to my dudes, man. As far as hip hop heads are concerned, be on the lookout for the hip hop heads. radio apparel, man. We got that in the works right now. So t-shirts, hoodies, you know what I'm saying, hats, all that. Be on the lookout for that. We'll probably hopefully be dropping that here real soon. I've got to set up my lab, man. Everybody is hitting me up. I'm going to make it happen on the ones and twos again. So please bear with me. As soon as I get it up and going, I will be dropping some more mixes. Other than that, man, you know, we'll just keep, you know, carrying along with the show. You know, definitely get back into our feature game, of course. You know what I'm saying? The Cypher Sounds, we'll definitely be getting into that too a lot more often. I really love this forum, man, that's coming together and talking and just, you know what I'm saying, being real on all topics, be it music, be it, you know, social, media shit, be it whatever, man. I love what's going on with this, man. I mean, we're able to, you know, build and expand. That's what I'm all about, man. Repping with real people and making, you know what I'm saying, shit happen. You know, not only just for, you know, a hip-hop culture, but just for the culture, period. That's our goal, man. So that's what's going on. So without any further ado, man, we'll go ahead and sign off. Like we always say, man, don't sell yourself to fall in love with anything in the world. Keep God first. Everything else will fall in line, man. So with that being said, man, y'all enjoy your night. This is Hip-Hop Players Radio. Peace and love. See y'all next week. Go on.
Peace.
Peace.